Anyway, this is real life.
And you know what the mad thing is? I think what's happening down there is to do with what happened me during the week.
Do you think this sound will come out on the recording?
And welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solon.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and lovely white smiles. And that's with thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love partnering with Colgate Max White Ultra because we've seen the results and it really does deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Just ask the Soul Sisters. And my mum. Colgate Max White Ultra is available in Dunnes, Tesco, Super Value and pharmacies nationwide.
All this season, we are putting Colgate Max White Ultra directly into the hands of the Soul Sisters. Last week, we sent some Colgate Max White Ultra to Katrina and she was in touch 3 days after using Colgate Max White Ultra and she said, Georgie, I have been obsessed with my teeth since I got my braces off almost 20 years ago and I still wear my retainer at night. I feel like Colgate Max White Ultra is now the only toothpaste I will be able to rely on to keep my teeth looking polished. My hubby also loves it. An unbeknownst true soul mister. 5 stars from both of us. Thank you so much for the package.
Oh, great review. Brilliant review. And as someone who didn't wear their retainer for 20 years after their braces, I really regret it. So well done, Katrina. And also soul mister.
Yes, the soul misters are welcome to try Colgate Max White Ultra as well. Get in touch with us if you want me to send you out a package. Now, listen, Claire, I got so many messages last week from people requesting Colgate Max White Ultra. Now, we do have a new Soul Sisters hotline. We are really encouraging voice memos from people, but text messages too, however you want to get in touch. Do you want to give us the phone number? I'll also link it in the show notes. Please send us some voice memos with your dilemmas, your Colgate reviews, whatever you feel like telling us, and we will discuss it on the next week's episode.
So you can get the Soul Sisters hotline on +44 if you're outside the UK, +44 73 75 716 162. Okay, you're running to grab your phone. Hang on. +44 73 75 716 162.
Fab. I don't think I'll ever know that phone number off my heart. But we will link it in the show notes. Please get in touch, guys. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. So, Claire, how are you? Just for any of the Soul Sisters that aren't currently up to date with what we're doing, we are both off to Rome this week. So all going well, we will be coming to you from Rome on next week's episode. And I cannot wait, Claire, to see you in the flesh.
It's going to be really special to see each other in Rome. I've never been to Rome. And admittedly, I was kind of hanging on to go to Rome because I had this romantic view that me and my suitor would do it. And I thought to myself, I'm going to be 45 in January and this is the time to go. So really looking forward to getting there. And also, shock horror, really looking forward to the run. Yeah. Did I think I would say that to you 6 months ago, 8 months ago? Absolutely not. But yeah, really looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, I can't wait. Our friend Julie Ledwidge was surprised by her husband this week and she was brought to Venice and Rome by her husband, Jeff, right? Now, she texts me in the lead up to departure. She's got 2 young kids. And she said to me, oh, my God, I am wrecked. from the packing, the organising. And on the day of her flight, she put up a picture of Jeff in the airport checking the stress levels on some app because they slept in to get to the airport. Now, why did they sleep in? They slept in because Julie only slept for 2 hours the night before because she was doing so much
cleaning.
Cleaning, packing, organising. And I know I spoke to you about this. I think it was the last time I went to Rome a couple of years ago, that when I am going away, it's a full week beforehand. And I say to Jamie every single time I have one of these good glow trips, I am not staying up until 12 o'clock the night before, mopping, hoovering, organising, packing. Like, please, Jamie. So I think this time, this must be our like fourth or fifth good glow half marathon trip. I think I'm a little bit more organised. Our flight is on Friday, and on Thursday, I want to be on the wind down, meditating in bed by 9 p.m.
I thought for a second you were going to say, on the wine. No, look, I hear you. And as somebody who at this stage could probably put on their bio, professional procrastinator, I have made a promise to myself this time that I will not delay all of the activities that need to get done to 24 hours before I go. Because the thing about my trip is eat, pray, or run, pray is what mine is. Run, pray, love. Because the thing about my trip is I'm going to Rome and then I'm flying directly to India. So I'm actually going to be away for, I haven't even counted how many days, but a long, chunky trip. And I need to pack for two different climates, warm sunshine in Rome, and then Himalayan cold season winter in India. So, you know, I, like you, do not want to be the person that goes to bed at 1 a.m. and gets up at 4. So
I have an idea. So this is what I'm going to do. Packing cubes. Do you know packing cubes?
That is so mad that you say that. I was brushing my teeth before I jumped on this and I'd seen on Instagram a girl pack and with those little, and I was like, I'm going straight on the internet to get those things.
You can get them in pennies. Okay. So basically when me and Jamie go on these trips, like I have a bit of ADHD. So when I get to the hotel room, I think everything's going to be organized and then everything is just one big mess. And we're wading through things. Jamie is like, I can't. So stressful because we're always on the go over there. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a Friday night welcome party outfit in a packing cube, knickers, earrings, bra, outfit. Saturday morning shakeout run. Everything I need for the shakeout run. Saturday afternoon stroll around Rome. This is my outfit. And I'm going to do it like that. And yes, I'm going to be the most organized, chilled person in Rome.
To those of you listening who do that naturally or who've always done that or who learned that in your family of origin, may I say to you, you are some of the people I admire most in the world. Genuinely, you're up there with like engineers and doctors. I am somebody who will go in and look at their wardrobe and say, I couldn't possibly make a decision until I get there. And then a bunch of stuff goes in. And, you know, the majority of the time I've either brought the wrong stuff or some of it doesn't get used. So I am honestly dedicated this time to doing it, like you said, day, outfit by outfit.
I told you about the time there was a red storm. It was last year we were going to Cornwall. And we forgot the baby bag in the hall and had to walk up to a rant. All the shops in the airport were closed. So we had to walk up to this random couple and say, sorry, can we have a nappy?
Oh my God.
We had no bottles. We had no dodies. We had no nappies. We had no wipes. Realized on the way to the airport, And I was like, don't worry, we'll buy everything. Obviously, when we get to the airport in Boots, every shop in the airport was closed. I was like, oh my God. Lucky I have a fairly chilled out kid who will have any Dodie, you know, that you come across. It doesn't have to be a certain brand. We'll drink anything, we'll eat anything, but we had no nappy. So I'm determined to be organized. Now, in terms of this week, obviously before we came on, we said we're going to sleep, we're going to hydrate. Did you know, and I'm going to put this recipe up on my grid this week, beetroot in terms of running. Have you ever heard the link between us?
No.
Do you like beetroot?
Yeah.
Okay. So anytime Jamie's going up to do, and anyone doing the Dublin Marathon or knows anyone doing the Dublin Marathon, this could be really handy for them. I see beetroot juice in our fridge. I'm like, Jamie, what are you doing with that? So anyway, beetroot is really good because it helps your muscles get oxygen more easily. So there's all of these studies done on eating, consuming beetroot in the lead up to a race. And apparently it can improve endurance performance by 1-3%.
So tell me more about beetroot then. Is Jamie juicing his own beetroot? Is he buying it or what?
This week, I'm going to make little beetroot shots and I'm going to just keep them in the fridge. I'm just going to have one each and every day so it can help you maintain a faster pace with less perceived effort, which is just insane. It is so good when you have like running, cycling, a triathlon, whatever you have coming up, have your little shots of beetroot. And it's been proven to improve endurance and fatigue. So listen, I need all the help I can get doing that Rome half marathon. It's also going to be like 23 degrees.
Oh, listen, yes, I have actually, you know what, on that front, Cicaplast Balm B5. Do you remember we've talked about this brilliant moisturizer? I realized lately, purely by chance, fans of this, that they have an SPF 50 on the market. So I've got myself, and it's a lovely handy little size tube as well. It's 40 milligrams, 23 degrees, Cicaplast Balm B5 SPF 50.
Oh, I can't wait. I feel like we're going on a school tour.
We are. So we have had, before we jumped on today, I was saying to Georgie, there's been a noise around the building today. There's been scaffolders and there's also been some drilling from below. And as I said to you, the drilling from below is actually probably down to me. And that is because on Wednesday, I was milling around here getting ready to go to a gig. So Ramesh Ranganathan and Tom Davis, two comedians, have a podcast called Wolf and Owl, and they were doing a live show in the Hackney Empire, and me and my producer Naomi from the BBC said, sure, we'll go along because Ram is on Saturday afternoons with us. So I was looking forward to this, and I was actually just planning my route. You know, you can just remember, like, when something happens, you can just, do you ever look back on the moments just before it and you think, there I was in blissful ignorance, and then suddenly, boom, everything changes. So I wander into my kitchen and I glance down at my washing machine and I see a small puddle of water.
Oh,
I'm like, what is that? No. No, 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 no. So I've had to replace plenty of white goods in my kitchen. So I've had a new fridge in, I've put a dishwasher and stuff in. So I feel like if ever, you know, over my 40, 35 years of being an adult, like I know this is the era of my life. This is the white goods era. So I'm like, I'm not going to pull this out from the wall in case something happens. I'm just going to really gingerly edge it out from the wall. I edge it out from the wall. And the last pull, I hear a snap. And then suddenly, water spraying everywhere. Like, I mean, like a fire hydrant. This rogue pipe is circling under the counter and it's going... In seconds, I am soaking wet from head to toe. Bearing in mind, I am wearing what resembles pajamas. So I have a white shirt on, no bra, and like a pair of light trousers on. All over me. My hair is dripping. I'm like this. Trying to grab the pipe. It was the mains pipe. It was the mains pipe. It had completely, it had broken off the back of the machine. It had lost its elasticity. God knows how old it is. And it was circling madly. So I grab it and I'd like cap it. Water's like, what? Already there's water all over the kitchen floor. I'm like, what the hell do I do first? Who do I call? Like, how do I turn the water off? Like, my mind was just whirring at 1,000 miles an hour. So luckily, in the previous few days, I've been in touch with Antonio in number 8, who is an architect, lovely neighbour, looked after Vivian for me lately. And I was like, OK, me and Antonio are tight. I'm going to call Antonio. I'm like, Antonio, emergency. And so I asked him afterwards what he thought it was. And he was like, I thought you'd like cut yourself and you needed like me to call an ambulance or something. He comes running down. I opened the door for him. He came running down. He runs in and he goes, oh my God, actual emergency. By this stage, the kitchen, there was water up to our ankles. There was water all over the hall. There was water in the toilet and in the bathroom. So he comes in and he's like, bring the pipe into the sink. And I'm like, it won't reach. He's like, put it into the washing machine. I was like, it won't reach. He looks under, we take everything out from under the sink, try the valves, you know, hoping that we'll find the water main switch. One valve is broken and the other one, he's turning and turning and turning. Nothing is happening. So he takes over the management of the pipe. He comes in, by the way, at that point, he's completely soaked. Both of us are soaked.
I thought you were going to say he was completely naked for some reason.
I was like, my white shirt was completely see-through and my like nips were out. I was like, I'm going to just change my clothes and then I'm going to ring my plumber, right? Ring the first plumber, no answer. Ring the second plumber. I'm like, Peter, oh my God, can you? My washing machine is currently flooding my flat. Please, can you help? And he was like, oh, you're lucky. I'm in Streatham, which is just beside me. He was like, I'm 7 minutes away. I'm on the way to unblock a toilet. And I said, Peter, please, is there any way you could come to me first? By this stage, I run back into the kitchen. Antonio had pointed the rogue pipe out the window of my flat.
Yes, clever man.
So it was like, you know, in the mini marathon when the fire men spray us all in Donnybrook. This is what's happening. The spray of water was going right across the road. And my neighbour told me later that she was standing outside with her cats and she said you'd want to have seen the faces of people going by. They were like, what in the fuck is happening? Meanwhile, like me and Antonio are delirious and laughing just because at the extent of the madness. Peter then says before he hangs up, what a hero. He's like, kink the pipe! Kink the pipe. And then I was like, Antonio, kink the pipe. He kinks it and he's like,
what's kinking?
So like you basically, you know, like a hose, if a hose is kinked, it won't, won't come through.
So folding it in half.
Exactly. And so we started to tape it up with masking tape or with big industrial tape. The two of us saw this. Antonio, you could see Antonio, like, first of all, as an architect, but also as a man, he was like, how did I not think of kinking pipe? So the two of us wait there. Then ding dong, in comes Peter with all of the plumbing paraphernalia. He changes the pipe. Meanwhile, me and Antonio are on our knees, hands and knees, soaking up water, mopping up water, like squeezing tea towels and towels into buckets, like all hands on deck. And Peter then turns off the mains and he's like, look, underneath, he was like, that is, it was a copper, like a tap. And he was like, look, that took me ages to turn off. So you would have struggled to do that yourself. And he said, look, I can come back and we can, what I'll do is I can install an attachment on your valve that will lead up to a switch. So we'll put a switch in so that when that happens again, you can just literally press the switch and your water will go off.
Oh
my God, my God. Okay, great. He reattached the pipe. He turned the water back on. Everything was fine. We were mopping the place, kind of laughing. And then I get a text from my neighbor. She's like, just to let you know.
No.
Number four below you. He's just looked out the window and shouted, there's water coming down through my ceiling.
No, no. Did he just shout out his window that?
Yeah, because we had been communicating with Vivian, our neighbour, outside the window. And like, she's like, what's going on? And I'm like, the washing machine's flooding. So he'd shouted out. So Antonio was like, look, let's go downstairs and just speak to them and see what the story is. So we took 5 minutes to get ourselves together, went downstairs, knocked on the door.
Like, how many of you were there at this point?
Oh my God, Peter just left. And so there was two of us, it went down. And luckily that Antonio was with me, actually, and I'll tell you why. So the guy below me answered the door and I said, look, my washing machine, the pipe broke off the back and the mains is flooded upstairs. I hear there's a bit of damage in your place. And he said, yeah, there's water coming through. I said, look, whatever the cost is, I'll take care of it. I'm whispering because obviously I can hear them downstairs doing work. And he was like, right, okay. And he was like, what happened? And I said, oh, the pipe came off the back of the... He said, what if it's going to happen again? And I said, oh, no, actually, the plumber has been. And he's like, what? Like, literally within... You know, I had managed to get a plumber to my place within 10 minutes of the thing happening. So he was like, okay, good. So that's been rectified. And I said, yeah, look, I'm really sorry. And he goes, I could hear you laughing up there.
Oh.
And I said... And Antonio was like, yeah, look, you know, we were just, you know, in those moments where you don't know if you're going to laugh or you're going to cry. It was just one of those moments. And he was like, well, I wasn't laughing down here.
Well, what were you doing to help?
So he now sounds like he's got someone in doing a little bit of work. He may be sending me a bill, but... I had called Peter, the plumber. We checked this, Antonio and I, at 5 o'clock. By 6 o'clock, the kitchen was clean. Everything was back to normal. Crisis averted.
Wow.
When I tell you, though, I myself have been massively discombobulated ever since it.
Really?
Oh, it just... I think, like, it's the as I was saying to you, like, do, checking city mapper. How am I going to get to the Hackney Empire? And then suddenly, pow, when something like that is, you know, and last week I was telling you about my accident.
Mm.
So, you know, it's not similar, but it's that shock factor in your life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where things happen and you have to respond instantly to a crisis. It's very discombobulating. I must say, having people to call.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah. Let this be your nudge. If you live alone, or even if you don't, make it your priority this week to connect with a neighbour, and also to have people like that, a plumber and stuff, on speed dial. Because I can't tell you the difference it made that I could get two guys to me within 20 minutes to help me get that under. Like, if I hadn't have had that help, who knows? The whole place could have been underwater.
That
The long-awaited Victoria Beckham documentary has been released. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't. And I've it's, you know, the other way Netflix operates, it just teases you every time you log on. You're like, have you seen this? And I thought to myself, no, I want to hear your take first before I watch it.
Yeah. So my take, so many takes from it. Number one, it's focused completely on her business, which is so good. It's such an insight into being an entrepreneur, the support that you need, despite having the talent that sometimes that's not enough. So it's a real like look behind the curtain. One thing as a Spice Girls fan that did kind of break my heart a little bit was it kind of made me see that she will never get back with the Spice Girls.
Why?
Because her business is so important to her and it needs 100% of her focus.
That I honestly think that side of her, Posh Spice, is gone. Like that's, it was a character to begin with. It's like Sasha Fierce for Beyonce. I just think she has, you know, she's really just hung up her boots.
Yeah, it just really showed that actually what she's doing now, she needs to be taken seriously. And it took her so many years to gain that respect from the fashion industry, which I presume is a really hard industry to crack and get respect from. And she's finally there. Anna Wintour going to all of her shows. Her clothes are immaculate. So it would be hard to see her going back and taking her eye off the ball because she's finally got her business to where she wants it to be.
Yes.
Something that also is a little bit heartbreaking is just the level of insecurity that she has to deal with within herself. It was actually quite alarming to see. And she's so honest in it and it's lovely. But she speaks about a lifelong eating disorder. She speaks with David and he's like, you know, when will be enough? Like, when will you be enough for yourself? Yeah. And that was heartbreaking because you look, I suppose, at the Beckhams and you think they have it all. They have the money, they have the marriage, they have the kids, they have the success. But actually, as women, like, we're all very much the same in terms of we are our own biggest critics. Mm-hmm. I guess for me, thinking about watching that documentary over the last few days, in the lead up to me getting cancer, I was really hard on myself, like really mean to myself. Felt like a failure, felt like I wasn't where I wanted to be in my career and was constantly beating myself up. And instead of focusing on my personal development, which speeds up everything in your life, I was so paralyzed in fear and negativity and a feeling of a lack of that I couldn't access that like self-care or that the stuff that I needed to do for me. I couldn't see that that would actually help me in the long term.
Yeah.
And so when I look back at that time in my life, I'm like, no wonder I got sick. I mean, no wonder I did. Not only with my negative thoughts about myself, but not being able to access the stuff that was good for me, the nature, outside, exercise. I was just so paralyzed. And when I look at her, although she has the organic food and the community and all of the stuff that typically you would think you need to keep yourself well, like exercise, and she doesn't have the self-love.
I saw a headline which was in reference to the eating disorder. And I think she said something like, going to the gym helps me control my eating disorder. Would that be an accurate quote? Or
I don't remember that, but yeah, possibly.
Again, you know, apologies if that isn't an accurate quote. I glanced at a headline and I thought to myself, what is that though? What, that's like control. So even if you move away from the eating, controlling your eating, then you're controlling your exercise. You're still controlling your body.
Yeah.
You know, I do feel for her. I listened to Glennon Doyle's podcast and she speaks really openly about her challenges with eating. And I heard her say on a recent episode that the first thing that she does when she gets scared. So, you know, Glennon is an activist and is very outward facing now into, you know, what's going on in the world. And when she feels, you know, whether it's Trump or Gaza or whatever she's looking at, and she feels like, OK, we have to like armor up. We have to go. We have to, you know, get the action going. She said the first thing she does is control her eating.
Whoa.
That's her go-to. So when any level of stress comes in, that's the first thing that's impacted.
Wow.
So I suppose that makes sense to me now when you think, you know, and as you say, VB, they have everything. Like there's nothing that woman doesn't have access to. But you're right. It is your mind. If your mind is locked in a way of being and a way of thinking, then nothing will break you out of that prison.
Mm. And don't get me wrong, like she is my number one. Like I've loved Victoria Beckham since I was a kid. Mm. And I really admire her for showing her true self. There's so many points in the documentary where it would just catch a look. She'd be in a room full of people and you can tell that she's torturing herself in her mind.
Really?
And there's just a kind of a little bit of a sadness, or that probably comes with so much bashing that she got over the years and still gets. And that's really sad that we do that to human beings, isn't it?
If you think about her, yes. And I remember watching the David documentary and realising the extent to which they were pummeled by the press in the UK, and they are relentless. And I really think, you know, she has... And that's why she would never go back on stage with the Spices, because it's too risky. She has built her boundaries are so high. You know, you only ever see her really walking in and out of hotels or shows, and then maybe stuff that she's curated and you'll see on their social media. So she really does not give the press an inch anymore. Mm-hmm. She knows what giving them access can do.
She even said, like, I'd love to walk down a red carpet and smile, but I can't.
Oh,
I can't. I try. I can't. That's but do you know what? In the September reset, I wrote, you know, it's a different theme every day. And one of the themes this year was, what do you love? We're so focused on being the best or working really hard or having a perfect house. And well, like as a 40-year-old woman like me today, like what do I love to do? And I think David connects with what he loves, and that's the cooking side. And you know, the way he's, you know, really creative, and that's an outlet for him. You know, like just making something beautiful and enjoying it with his family. He loves to cook. But like I would say with Victoria, she's very much okay, productive mode all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, great clothes, great looks, great business, great everything, great exercise, great diet. What do you love? I think mm-hmm. is a question that we could all ask ourselves. So like if I ask you, Claire, like what do you love?
I was just thinking that when you were talking about it, I love cycling.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so that's why when, you know, when I did have that accident and afterwards I was thinking, God, you know, I need to get back on the bike because I feel such optimism and joy when I'm whizzing from A to B on the bike. And I love, so I love French. I love listening to French. I love France. And actually, I'm starting my first French class as an adult tonight. And I'm so scared that I'm going to be bad at it. Like, there's no growth in the comfort zone.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've been in such a comfort zone. Like when you talk about Victoria Beckham, like a really
feel for her. Like, it's made me emotional hearing her say that she can't smile on a red carpet.
Yeah.
You know, what we steal from ourselves.
Yeah.
What we forbid, you know, for fear of what? Like, of looking stupid, of being criticized. I heard something the other day that was really interesting. It's about women and taking compliments and how bad we are. Actually, I was listening to Shonda Rhimes on Call Her Daddy.
Okay.
And I just want to just give you this because I just thought it was so interesting. Women can't take a compliment, and here's why. Because when that lands, and say we accept it when we're in company, oh, thank you, you look great. Oh my God, thanks. I'm delighted with this outfit. Thank you. What we do is we immediately think how either our worst enemies or the people around us are viewing us as we accept that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're like, does she over there think that I'm full of myself? Or, you know, that oh, wow, she needs to get down off herself. Oh my God. And so we never let it feel so uncomfortable to accept that. And it's a bit the same as you saying, what, like, you asking me, what do I love? It's actually quite a confronting question.
It is.
What, like, what do you love?
I love singing and dancing.
Whoa!
Like, I love dancing around my kitchen. And that came from Soul Sisters. Remember that song? What was it? But I Feel Good.
Yes.
It's some like dance group, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Groove Armada.
Groove Armada.
Groove Armada, But I Feel Good. Yeah.
So at the start of Soul Sisters, when I was coming out of, like, say, being really serious about the Good Glow, 3 seasons a year, 36 episodes, like work, 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 work. And then I allowed myself, I felt like Soul Sisters was what I needed in my life. I wanted to channel. I wanted to be who I was. I wanted to do what I loved, which was laughing with my friends. Hmm. And I didn't feel like that was coming out on The Good Glow, obviously, for obvious reasons. So that was like such a break for me, a break free. That was a, like, I didn't care what Jamie said, you know, what my agent said. Like, I was doing this podcast. This was the right thing in my heart and soul. I knew it was good for the business. I knew it was good for me. And I ran towards Soul Sisters. Whereas I'm surrounded by a lot of people who are like, no, just focus on what you're doing, Georgie. Focus on what you're doing. Because I think of like 4 new businesses a week that I have Instagram handles for them. I have like IP addresses, websites. And Jamie's always trying to just bring me back to what I'm doing. And but one of those ideas was Soul Sisters. And through that, I have laughed for 9 seasons. Mm. And I have connected with a part of myself publicly, or showed a side of myself publicly that I hadn't showed before. Mm. But the dancing came from that. And now I dance around the kitchen, and like Pia's getting a little bit older. Like, I'm not as cool to her anymore. You know, she might roll her eyes at Jamie, and that's going to be tough. Like, if you're dancing in your kitchen and everyone's like, shut up. Like, but I do it because that's what I love. That brings out, I can feel their spirits lifting, even if they're not dancing with me. But yeah, singing and dancing is my thing, even though I'm not good at it.
Would you consider going out, like, the next step into a class? Would you do a dance class? Or
I'd love to join a choir.
Mm.
That's what I'd love.
Yeah.
You know, and that is the scary next step.
Yeah.
And you've inspired me with your French lessons, you know, to look into that.
Yeah, I realise I started talking about, like, before we started this episode, you said you had a stew in the slow cooker. A slow cooker arrived last week here, and I've been talking about that for a year. So I realise, you know, from idea to action, there's a big, big gap there. And what happens when we do that, and when we surrender to that thinking stage and phase, we talk ourselves out of it time and time again. And that was what happened with this French lessons. I thought, from London, I can get a train to Paris. And in 10 years, I haven't done that.
Whoa.
and I was really good at French and my accent is good. So why don't I just take that next step and join a class? And as you can see, like, it's, you know, it's, it does feel really scary, but I know that on the other side of attending this class is the person that I want to be, you know. And even going back to Victoria Beckham, like, if she was to try a smile every 10th red carpet, you know, would she discover that actually she's not going to be criticized and actually she's going to feel happier?
Thank you to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know, unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra also removes deep set stains embedded in the enamel over time to deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Most importantly, it's the number one brand recommended and trusted by dentists. It's backed by science and dental professionals. And for us, we love it because it actually works. It's clinically proven and enamel safe, so you can use it daily without worry. So Claire, tell us your reason to smile this week.
Okay, hold on. I've got a prop.
I was half expecting you to hold up a hose.
It's too soon. So this little bell, any noises that we've made previously on this podcast have been like Jerry's bell, but this is my cat Vivian's bell. So when I need, and I would be so interested to hear from Soul Sisters, how do you call your cat in? Like my mum, you know, we've always been cat people, and my mum would just go out in the back garden and be like, puss, 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 puss. I personally just don't feel like I can do that in my London suburb. It's too embarrassing. So what I do is I hang out my kitchen window and I do this. And, you know, the Pavlovian dog theory has worked. And Vivian now knows that that bell means I'm here and I'll let you in the door. Problem is, it's not just Vivian coming to the garden.
Oh,
so I'm like ringing the bell the other night, ringing it. I'm like, it's late. I want to go to bed. Like, where is this creature? Oh, ringing it. And then suddenly I see in the darkness two eyes, like sets of eyes. And I'm like, great. Look down, a fox. So now when I ring my bell, the first one to respond to the bell, the fox. And the fox now sits under my kitchen window at night when I ring that bell. And he's like, hey.
No, what, wow, what a friendly fox.
Don't know whether he's expecting food or whatever, but I now have a pet fox as well as a cat.
It's like when you're a mother with kids and the whole road is coming in for biscuits.
Exactly.
There's no biscuits in this house. Get out. Stay tuned to the end of the episode because we'll be telling you where you can get Colgate Max White Ultra at a big discount. Okay, so I'll start recommends. Something popped up on my phone last week, Diary of a CEO talking to Louis Tomlinson.
Oh.
So I started listening and I'm 35 minutes in and then I got this sudden realization that I'm going to need something to listen to while I'm doing the Rome half marathon. So I pressed stop. So I'm halfway through it and it is so good. In fairness to Stephen Bartlett, He knows how to do a good podcast, doesn't he?
Yeah. Like, he's got an incredible team behind him doing deep dives on these people. And yeah, he's perfected it. Like, he is who he is. But the guests that he gets are unrivaled.
Yeah. So Louis Tomlinson talking about, I haven't got to it yet, the death of his sister, Liam Payne, but I've just been in, we're in the absolute deep dive of X Factor, what it was like to be in the most famous boy band in the world, Simon Cowell, the split up. It is brilliant. Such a great listen.
Gluten-free hobnobber, Caroline, and I run together on Sundays in preparation for Rome. And we run and we chat while we run. Now, we are in different countries, so we are talking on the phone as we run.
I love this.
And it's, do you know what's great about it? It's like conversational pace. And it's just, you can do it. And it means that your run just absolutely disappears. So we were chatting and I was saying to her that I've really found myself, and I think since what happened, you know, since the accident happened in June, it sent me on a path of healing. And I do feel like, you know, earlier in the episode, tears came, like I do feel quite raw. I'm definitely in a season of healing at the moment. And so as a consequence, I've kind of maybe drifted away from what I'm usually listening to. And I found myself in the comedy space.
Wow.
And I really, really love Amy Poehler's Good Hang.
Okay.
So her podcast is, it's a Spotify original, I think. But she has had guests like Judge Judy, Regina Hall. She's had all of her comedy pals, Tina Fey, Kirsten Wiig. She's even had the Jonas Brothers on. But Amy Poehler Amy is one of those people who you would just love to be friends with. You know, I've always admired her and I always thought she was great. But listening to her podcast is just a hoot. So if you need a pick-me-up this week, log into or get yourself on Amy's Good Hang podcast. And also, I've also been able to pick up some wisdom from it, from those interviews.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, that's my, and so what Caroline and I were saying is maybe it's not therapy, maybe it's comedy we need.
Well, you know? Yes.
The
yes.
state of the world, the state of the nation, the state of our mental health. Maybe it's time to laugh our way back to good health.
Oh, I absolutely love that. Okay, so that's it. We're both going to make our way to Rome on Friday and record a podcast from Rome.
How exciting.
In person. And I can't wait to see you.
I know. It's going to be fun.
Thank you so much to Colgate for supporting the season of Soul Sisters. Colgate Max White Ultra is now half price from €12 down to €6 in Tesco until the 17th of November.
I do want to leave you the Soul Sisters hotline number just before we go. We'd love to hear from you on anything that we've talked about, anything you would love to hear us talk about this season. Please send us a little voice note or a text. +44 7375 716 162.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Claire, and to all the Soul Sisters for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
Love you all.
Oh, and actually, just before we go, tickets for my Christmas show at the National Concert Hall. Grab your Soul Sisters. We're going to be there on a Saturday night from 7 p.m. The show runs for 90 minutes. We've gone to low availability. There's only a few tickets left. So if you want to come along to our Christmas show, guess what it's called? Jingle All the Way. Jingle All the Way. Head over to nch.ie. I'll leave it. Link for tickets in the show notes. We've got our guests. There's a mixture of comedy. Somebody very special is going to be joining us on stage this year for our last ever Christmas show at the concert hall. It's going to be a brilliant, brilliant night. So make sure to grab your tickets while you still can. Actually, every year I hear from people, they're like, I didn't even know you were doing a Christmas show because I don't talk about it that much on social media. So I'll leave a link for tickets in the show notes and I'll see you on the 6th of December.